Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. The fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
I'm Max White. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting following an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon. It's understood a top Hezbollah commander was among 14 people killed in the attacks in Beirut. U Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo has briefed the meeting in New York. She says the risk of further expansion of violence poses a grave threat to the security of the region.
If things continue as they are, we risk seeing a conflagration that could dwarf even the devastation and suffering witnessed so far. It's not too late to avoid such folly. There is still room for diplomacy, which must be used without delay.
The Prime Minister is sitting down with his US counterpart for what will likely be their last in-person meeting before the presidential election. Regional security and trade will be on the agenda for Anthony Albanese's talks with Joe Biden. Perth's US Asia Centre Chief Executive Professor Gordon Flake says it's an important meeting.
It's reinforcing what has been a much improved Australia-US relationship, a much strengthened alliance, and you've seen an awful lot of progress on issues like AUKUS, but beyond just security, on cooperation on the whole realm of issues. And this is actually about cementing that.
The pair will later attend talks with the Indian and Japanese leaders at the Quad Summit. More accusers have come forward with allegations of rape and sexual assault against former Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed. It comes after the BBC aired allegations the late billionaire abused young women and girls who worked at the department store during his 25-year ownership. One of the lawyers representing dozens of his accusers, Dean Armstrong KC, has described Al-Fayed as a monster.
I have many years of practice, and I have never seen a case as horrific as this. This case combines some of the most horrific elements of the cases involving Jimmy Savile, Jeffrey Epstein, and Harvey Weinstein.
A Queensland man will be flown to Brisbane in the coming days after allegedly fleeing Australia in 2019. 62-year-old Hilo Tangyang Richardson is facing sexual assault charges. He was arrested at a Thailand resort earlier this month before he was deported to New South Wales. Also making news, and Storm Boris is continuing to cause chaos in Europe, bringing torrential rain and flooding to most parts. Over to sport, and the Swans are heading to another AFL Grand Final after thrashing Port Adelaide by 36 points at a packed-out SCG. The Sharks have ended their 7-match losing streak in the NRL's finals football, beating the Cowboys 26-18 in Sydney. The Wildcats have beaten the Phoenix 106-98 in the opening round of the NBL. And Afghanistan has claimed a historic first-ever series victory over South Africa in ODI cricket, winning Game 2 by 177 runs. That's news and sport.
News Hope 103.2.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call OzTip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. OzTip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. OzTip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Kohima, the M5 East in the Cooks River Tunnel. There's a breakdown. Left lane eastbound's closed. At Riverwood on the M5, look out for debris westbound approaching Belmore Road. Cruiser on site, so slow down and prepare to merge. A truck's broken down at Rose Hill on James Roos Drive and Prospect Street. The right lane northbound's blocked. The Australian Women's Health Diary is packed with expert health advice for every woman. Buy your copy today to support breast cancer research. Visit womenshealthdiary.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Luke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Dear God, please hear me out. I know it's been a couple years since I've reached out and said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish, I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I would've not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should've left my lips. Some bridges burned, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Don't know what's around the bend. Don't know what my future is. But I can't keep on living in. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. I was happy.
happy.
Hope 1032.
Now, more than ever before.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. Gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. 'Cause even on my worst day, if I get down, you pick me up. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
With Hope 1032.
I wish you were.
in the dark of night. These faces, they haunt me. Well, I wish you were so close to me. Yes, I wish you were by my side.
Hope 103.2. From Bondi to Kurrajong, we're right here with you. Keep at it, Sydney.
Feeling insecure, like you just might shatter, and you're still not sure if you really matter. All the wounding words that you hear so often, but the silence hurts, 'cause you feel forgotten. When the world won't give your heart a home, you may be lonely, but you're not alone. Somebody loves you more than you know. Loved you enough to lay his life down. Somebody loves you, and he's not letting go. Everything changes when you find out. Somebody loves you. Loves, loves, loves.
What if God himself wouldn't live without you? Heaven knows you well, 'cause he talks about you. Doesn't leave your side when you're less than perfect. When you ask him why, he just says you're worth it. When it seems like you've been cast aside, don't it feel so good to realize somebody loves you more than you know?
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
Hope 103.2.
Forget.
to.
You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and that's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear you say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, and to you, it's your imagination trying to make you what you want it to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. Opportunities, I try to stay true to you and I try to do what you wanted from me. And I give it up away just to hear you say that. I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And I wanted to came down through the wire.
and Danny Bell from Hope Brekkie. Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Brekkie.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 1032 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Integra Care Auburn. Exceeding.
When your child is almost ready for kindergarten, you want their preschool to be rated exceeding.
Integra Care Brighton Les Sands, exceeding.
All of Integra Care's preschools have been rated exceeding.
Integra Care Pendle Hill, exceeding.
Every Integra Care Early Education Centre has an excellent preschool program, even long daycare services. Visit station sponsor Integra Care at wecare.org.au.
I love new socks. I love the feeling of a new pair, fresh, fluffy, clean, and no holes in them. There's nothing like a fresh start, whether it's new socks, a new job, a new house. But is it possible to have a fresh start in the biggest thing of all, a new life? We look back on our life and, well, it's not quite as fresh and fluffy as it once was. There are more than a few holes here and there. A new pair of socks is one thing, but a new life? This is the wonderful news of Jesus. He offers us a new life, a fresh start. Everything in the past that's messy and damaged is washed away. So don't settle for just a new pair of socks. Reach out to Jesus for the new life he offers. This is Andrew Laird with God in 60 Seconds. For more space to think and talk about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Down some days that are bad right from the start. There's some words that seem to leave a mark. There are times you'd rather an hour through the heart than to keep walking this tightrope in the dark. I saw you stumble, I saw you fall, and I saw up above it all. You don't know what the day may bring. All of us here, we will stand and sing. You may know the way you go through it all. You don't know what the day may bring. All of us here, we will stand and sing. You may know. You're my hero.
the most important thing there is.
Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
That I should have been.
Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so wide. Stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. But now we call against the tide. Those distant days all flashing by.
Can you live your best days ever?
Hi, my name is Cecil. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney supports me and other people with disabilities to live in the homes we love, with the supports we need to build our life skills and to support our employment journeys. They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Station sponsor Endeavour Foundation. Visit endeavour.com.au.
Here's principal of station sponsor Wycliffe Christian School, David Johnston.
We're a learning community in the beautiful Lower Blue Mountains with a Christ-centred heartbeat. From preschool to year 12, our focus is promoting rich and intentional learning. Our staff are passionate about helping our students find their place in God's world and investing in their God-given gifts. Wycliffe is accepting enrolments, so come and talk with us about how we can partner with you on your child's educational journey.
For details, Google Wycliffe Christian School.
Every year, the people of Torres Strait celebrate the coming of the light, the day God's word arrived on their shores. Today, Bible League is bringing that light to First Nations people across Australia through Badiula for Bibles. Badiula is an Indigenous word for light. We're letting First Nations people know they're seen, valued and loved. $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at BibleLeague.org.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
Stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
I know, when I'm hollow, you take it all away and fill the empty spaces. Don't know about tomorrow, but I
with Hope 1032. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. The fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
I'm Max White. Anthony Albanese has arrived at the Delaware home of US President Joe Biden for talks ahead of the Quad Leaders Summit. US correspondent Jonathan Kersley reports from Delaware.
Australia's Prime Minister was invited into the Wilmington home by the US President. These talks are expected to last an hour, a day before the two will join the leaders of India and Japan for the Quad Summit. The talks and summit being held in the hometown of President Biden. The White House says he wants to put a personal touch on this event as he prepares to exit the White House in the coming months. The backdrop to this summit is the US presidential election. Quad nations are confident the alliance can stand the test of time and elections. In Wilmington, Delaware, Jonathan Kersley, Nine News.
Lebanese group Hezbollah has confirmed its senior commander was among 14 people killed in an Israeli attack in Lebanon. The UN Security Council has been meeting to discuss the crisis in the Middle East after 4 days of intensive Israeli action in the region. Addressing the meeting in New York, Under Secretary General Rosemary DiCarlo is warning a further escalation could lead to greater suffering.
The Secretary General has already expressed his deep alarm over these events. I echo his sentiments and strongly urge all actors to exercise maximum restraint to avert any further escalation.
A Secret Service report has detailed how communication failures hampered their performance ahead of July's assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Problems included some local police being unaware of the existence of two communication centres and that they knew the rally site posed a security challenge. A deal has been reached between the New South Wales government and the rail union. Rail, tram and bus union members have been threatening work bans, which would have disrupted the Sydney train network this weekend. Part of the deal will see extra staff.